This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NSS.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. It's nice out. You know, a little bit of rain this morning. Expecting rain this afternoon. Keep an eye on the weather. I hope it doesn't impact some of the fun events going on. Going on as we speak downtown by the water walk. It's Blocktoberfest. Later this afternoon, burger battle. I get the judge at that, so I'll be down there. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later. The program today is going to be fun. Oh, wait. How's that? Oh, that's much better. My microphone was bass-ackwards. Now it's much better. Anyway, we're going to talk about Extra Crispy. You may or may not know what that is, but you're going to want to know, and you're going to want to get on their newsletter email list so you can see all the great stuff that they put on there about food and culture and cool things. We'll tell you a little bit about Unwind, event at Botanica. Next Wednesday, yours truly hosting a splendid wine event, the Wines of Fall. I've got a great wine of the week. It's from one of my favorite Sonoma producers who just escaped the ravages of the fire at the winery. But unfortunately, winemaker Mike Sullivan lost his home. Two of the other team at Bonovia lost their homes. And we'll talk about that wine. I'll tell you how you can contribute, and I'll give you an update on the latest from California Wine Country. But without further ado, let me introduce you to Kate Welsh. Kate is one of the editorial team at Extra Crispy, and they put out a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, I've been enjoying it for a while. A couple of weeks back, the peanut butter challenge, a kind of a taste panel rating and review of the top peanut butters at your grocery store. And then this past week, wheat bread. What goes together best? Wheat bread and peanut butter. Without further ado, good afternoon and welcome to the show, Kate Welsh.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Kate, man, I'm telling you, from the first time.
We got a cat on our team as well, so
this happens
a lot.
Kate, you know, the first time I got exposed to Extra Crispy, I thought, what a cool idea. And you guys are based in New York, and it must be a fun place to work. But before we talk
Absolutely.
About Extra Crispy, let's talk about you.
All right.
Tell me about your journey in journalism. What led you to be a part of the team at Extra Crispy?
Sure. So, you know, as a kid, I was one of those kids that was always reading and writing and really hoped that that would be, you know, a part of my career. And after college, I actually ended up in book publishing for a while, which led me to a book startup. So I was surrounded by stories, but and was definitely doing some writing on my own. That book startup was actually acquired by Google. So I was kind of in a transitionary period and ended up connecting with the person who came up with the idea for Extra Crispy before it had launched. So we ended up meeting for coffee, very appropriately for Extra Crispy, mm-hmm. and hit it off. And I was brought on as the first member of the editorial team at Extra Crispy. So I had been writing about books and had always loved food. So it was a really cool transition for me to bring that, you know, love of cooking, love of eating, love of culinary culture, and have a platform to really write about it and explore it and learn even more about it.
Well, you know, there's other sites that do somewhat similar, but really not. You guys are
yeah.
I think,
as far as I know, we're the only breakfast-only site. Certainly at this scale, there are so many other great, you know, food publications out there. But as far as I know, Extra Crispy is the only one that is totally focused on breakfast and breakfast culture.
Well, you know, and then even like under the drinks, the last thing I read about under drinks was Applebee's employee reveals their $1 margaritas are mostly water.
Right.
You know, you guys are brutally honest. And
yeah.
In this day and age, we all want brutal honesty. I mean, let's face it. It's one of those things that I think is lacking, whether you're talking about breakfast food or not. When you started there, it's been going for 4 or 5 years, hasn't it?
No, actually, we just launched in June 2016.
Really? Well,
yeah, so we're fairly new, but I'm glad it feels like we've made our mark. We've been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just such a cool concept. And how about this? In your words, what does a listener get if they go to extracrispy.com?
What? I think, like you said, I think you get really opinionated writing about breakfast, about a meal that everybody, whether they know it or not, has a lot of opinions about. And I think Extra Crispy really wants to be funny and engaging and make food culture this very accessible thing. It doesn't want to be kind of high and mighty or too sophisticated, but it wants to be smart and it wants to be funny and it wants to offer something that people don't necessarily know already, but benefit from knowing.
Or they think they know.
Or they think they know. Yeah, we like people to come to the site and question what they knew before. The idea of kind of challenging opinions or making people change their mind is something that really is fun for us.
Well, as you're talking, I'm just thumbing through some of the topics that just happen to be under food. At the top of Extra Crispy's webpage, and it's extracrispy.com again, it says culture, drinks, food, and video. And under the video, man, there's recipes. Here's the categories. Recipes, bacon, travel, cheese, butter, booze, hacks, coffee, eggs, healthy.
Yeah.
I want to go to all of those. I want those for breakfast.
Yeah, we really, you know, I think that what has been amazing to me in my, you know, almost 2 years at Extra Crispy is I think that there's this idea that maybe breakfast is this kind of limited experience, but it really, breakfast foods and breakfast culture touch so many other areas. And breakfast itself, you know, like if you were to click on that travel button, for example, you see how much just that one meal could tell you about a culture. And I think that's such a cool thing about food in general, but especially about breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, man. You can go and spend an inordinate amount of time on the website, which, of course, I recommend that you do. It's a good thing to do. A little bit about the staff, okay? When I went and I looked at team members, there's more than I would have guessed. I kind of figured maybe there was two or three of you. You know, you need a tech person, but you guys got a pretty healthy staff.
Yeah, we've got a great tech team that are working behind the scenes all the time to you know, deliver up the best of Extra Crispy. And we've got, you know, the editorial staff is just incredible. Our designer and illustrator, Lauren, just astounds me every day. We've got a really just talented, creative bunch.
Well,
and, you know, to keep doing what we're doing, we absolutely need that. It's a really fun place to be.
I'll bet. So let's talk about some of the things that you've written. We're going to focus first on these two most recent deals, peanut butter and whole wheat bread. I have to think that the fun of this is you got to go out and go nuts and buy a bunch of different things to sample. And I'm pretty sure this is not just your opinion, that all those staff members got to be involved.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that the thing with, I mean, with all foods, but especially breakfast foods, is there's a lot of nostalgia involved. And especially in that peanut butter taste test, you know, everybody had their one peanut butter that their family had in their pantry that they put on every single peanut butter and jelly sandwich they had growing up. And it's a lot of stuff that you don't even realize you have such strong opinions about until you're faced with them. So yeah, and that peanut butter one in particular, especially with those classic grocery store picks like Skippy and Jif, people really held tight to their childhood ideas of what peanut butter should taste like. And it's the same thing with the whole wheat bread. I mean, those are such fundamental childhood foods, and to be honest with you, fundamental foods in my 20s. It really always surprises me how important those things are to people in a way that they probably didn't even know.
Well, I've got the page open. I don't know whether you do or not, but I bet you can do it off the top of your head. Can we run through the peanut butters and share your findings?
And absolutely, yeah.
Let's start with the all-natural separated peanut butters.
Sure. Yeah, so these ones were the peanut butters that kind of claim to be all natural or organic. So they're the ones that, you know, you'd find at your Whole Foods and at some specialty supermarkets and that sort of thing. And these are ones that typically have, that you need to stir. So they have that bit of oil at the top. And we wanted, I guess I should tell you, we wanted to separate these out because everybody does go into peanut butter, I think, with an opinion of what they like best. So we wanted to make it easy for people to find the best one in those categories. But we were, I think, all kind of surprised to find that Smucker's, by a long shot, won in that department. And part of the reason for that is that it didn't have any additional ingredients. It depended solely on peanuts. So if that is what you're going for in your peanut butter, if you want, just want that pure peanut taste, that is far and away the one that you want to get.
Well, not only did you have a good write-up about that, but on the jar, it gives it away for me. It says no salt added. And most everybody go, well, peanuts, you got to have salt, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, right.
But I think that would have been, having not tasted all of those together, but having had Smucker's, I think that would have been my favorite. What about the all-natural no-stir? This was, you had an organic and you had a Maranatha organic no-stir peanut butter creamy.
Yeah. Yeah, so all of these were creamy peanut butters, and I am kind of tempted to go back and do crunchy peanut butters next to see how that would, how that would compare. But we were surprised again to find in this case that 365, the Whole Foods brand, really won here. So these were the peanut butters that still claimed those organic bona fides that were didn't require stirring. And, you know, Whole Foods really knew what they were doing in that department.
And overall, it appears that those weren't your favorites.
Yeah, well, so we didn't love the Maranatha one, unfortunately, but the Whole Foods one was actually our very favorite that we tried.
Yeah.
Compared to all of the peanut butters.
All right, let's talk about the no-stir grocery store staples, the ones that most everybody has or had one of these in their cabinet. There's one that I've never had that we're going to talk about. But real quick, you had Jif, Skippy, Peter Pan. What's Smooth Operator? Who makes that? Peanut Butter and Co.
Oh, that's Peanut Butter and Co. We had that one. And then we also had Reese's.
Which is weird. And let's talk. So talk about that. That was the first one you reviewed.
That was the first one we reviewed. And so nobody that was tasting these peanut butters with me, our videographer and our intern, who's actually since gone on, a new full-time job, but we had, neither of us had the Reese's, and all of us were kind of bracing for this overly sticky sweet peanut butter simply because of the candy association. But we actually all quite liked that one. And could really imagine it being especially good. It certainly was sweeter than some of the others, but had a really good texture, really good flavor, and we could all see it being really good for baking. I'm personally a big fan of peanut butter cookies, and it would have been a perfect addition to that.
Yeah. Was there, out of these, this last grocery store lot that pretty much everybody's finished, what was the biggest disappointment?
You know, I think I'd have to say the Skippy. And that was really a disappointment because there is that nostalgia factor with Skippy.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was kind of overly sweet in a bad way and had a bitter aftertaste. So it was one of those ones that from first bite to swallow, you just didn't enjoy.
Interesting. And like I said, everybody's had that at one time or another.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So obviously the winner is most important, and this is what I like about Extra Crispy. You know, you guys call the shots for each one. You can read the reviews, and then you come up with a winner. Reese's Creamy Peanut Butter, Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter, Jif, Peanut Butter and Company mm-hmm. Smooth Operator, Peter Pan Creamy Butter, and the winner was?
Jif.
Choosy Moms Are Right.
They are. And I have to tell you, so I was a Jif kid. I've got to tell you, I was a little nervous going into this because, you know, childhood opinions were brought into question. So I was a bit relieved to find that Jif was as good as I remembered it being.
That's great. I like crunchy, but there's nothing like smooth peanut butter on a cracker or on a piece of wheat toast.
Absolutely.
To make your day. And look, if you'll stay with me, we'll come back. We'll talk about the wheat bread. We'll tell listeners how they can go and sign up and get the on the newsletter sign up because you're not going to want to do that. We're talking about Extra Crispy. My guest is Kate Welsh. She's one of the editorial staff and has written some really great stuff. You can find more information at Good Life Guy and some links. It'll take you right to extracrispy.com. We'll be right back with Kate. And more peanut butter and wheat bread after this short message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.